Hey, Andy Bagley joins us at CSN Bags with two G's. Andy, how are you today?
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Marty. Good. How are you guys?
Very good. Beautiful day out here today. It was so nice. I thought it was a day game today. It's a nice day at the park.
Hold on 1 second. I got to ask Madison Bumgarner a question. He's coming up the stairs here.
Okay.
Hey, when Billy Hamilton was on third base, did you think maybe he might steal home? Did it enter your mind?
Not that loud. You know, people are playing attention. They probably go.
Very good. That's live reading.
Okay.
Well, what was Madison's answer?
Gotcha. He said no, he was paying attention to him. If he was paying attention to him, then he knew he wouldn't take off. So there you go.
Well, look, when Billy Hamilton gets on base anytime. You know, the Posey play last night, Andy, you were in the clubhouse afterwards. Posey goes to third to try to get Cueto. It kind of, he misses. You know, the rule of thumb for me, I always thought, if the ball's on the dirt, you could go to the lead base and try to get somebody. That ball was on the dirt, just didn't get there in time to get the runner. Then, to me, the game changed, really, on the Hamilton hit. What did Bumgarner think about the pitch to Hamilton?
Well, I think he thought he got snake bit a little bit. It was a pretty good slider, and maybe you missed the spot a bit. But if Hamilton takes that swing where he's basically got a foot out of the bucket as he's making contact because he's trying to get down the line. It wasn't a pretty swing at all, and he just sort of sprayed it out there. And you know what? I think you can have your rules of thumb, but you always have to play the scoreboard, the circumstance, who that runner is coming off of second base. And the biggest circumstance is the fact that they're facing Johnny Cueto. So they got to be aggressive and try to get that lead runner out and do everything they can to prevent those runs from scoring, because even one run can be death against him the way he's pitching. And so I'll bet you maybe that might have been part of Posey's thinking as well. Hey, I've got to try to get the lead runner here so we can get out of a clean inning and give ourselves a chance to win 1-0 or 2-1.
Yeah, I agree with that. As I say, the ball was on the dirt, and you could go to get the lead runner, and I have not a problem with it. My biggest problem was not getting Hamilton. And as you say, foot in the bucket, funny kind of swing. You throw 94, just, you know, you had an 0-2 pitch. Put about two of them right around his neck. And see, I don't want neck to call, but put them right around his neck and try to get him out that way. That, to me, that was the turning point of the game.
Well, and I think the scouting report on him is that, you know, he has trouble with breaking pitches sometimes, and that was a pretty good breaking ball, and I think he just sort of flared it out there. So, you know, Bumgarner's had a few starts like this. There was the one against the Twins we all remember. You know, he'll have one where it's just there's six hits in an inning, and then he'll go, you know, his next three starts, and he'll give up maybe an average of three hits, you know, per. And I think he's done a good job kind of just compartmentalizing those innings, saying, hey, you know, that baseball, sometimes the flukes come in ways like that. And you don't let it affect what you do going forward. You don't pitch like you're afraid of contact forward because you get an unfair result. Because obviously once you start doing that, you know, that's not the way you need to compete.
I thought he almost said that's baseball.
He did almost.
That's baseball.
Didn't he almost say that last night? I thought he did.
Well, he did say we love the game and we hate the game. So that is baseball, right?
I thought so, and give him a drink. I thought he was right on it last night. Hey, very quickly, Pat will jump in here in a second, but no Posey tonight. Do you have a reason for that?
No, don't have a reason yet. I just saw him in the clubhouse. I'll head back in there once we're finished here and ask. But I think that he's got the day game tomorrow, so probably he'd rest Posey one of these two, and he's probably picking tonight. I'm not sure if it's just because the pitching matchup, he really wants Posey working, or maybe he's thinking Hector can work with Kane better. You know, Kane is a pretty easy kind of catch generally. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think maybe he wants to pair Posey with, who is it, Tim Hudson? Yeah,
yep.
Posey's caught every single one of Tim Hudson's starts. That's probably it. He's safe from Posey for tomorrow against Hudson.
One more question, Andy, on the big kid out of Hickory, North Carolina. Just a strange, is it just an oddity that his home ERA is so much larger than his away ERA? I mean, is that just some kind of weird oddity, or is that a trend maybe developing in Bumgarner's arsenal?
I think it's probably a little bit of an oddity. He's gone through streaks where he's had the reverse kind of split be true. So, you know, it's probably just an oddity. I don't see any common thread in his road starts or home starts that would lead me to believe that there's reason for it. So, but sometimes that's just baseball.
Very good.
Drink.
Have a drink.
All right.
Hey, Andy, I think it's a big game today for Matt Cain. And he takes the ball in the situation against a good team. He's coming off three poor starts, and he is the guy. And I think he's a leader in the clubhouse. I think he's got to go out there today and get this ball into the seventh inning today. I think this is one of his more significant starts this year.
Oh, I agree. I think that this rotation needs to start generating some momentum. And you thought maybe Bumgarner did it with that two-hit game into the eighth inning in Arizona. And then, nope, Kane and Hudson get whacked around a little bit the next two. And then you think Lincecum might have started it with his no-hitter. But, no, they're not able to sort of carry that momentum over. So it's got to start somewhere. And, Vogelsong's coming off a good one. So if they can get Kane coming off a good one, then at least you've got some guys with some personal momentum. But they've been making some changes, Kane and Dave Rigetti. They're working on some things to make him feel a little bit freer out of the stretch, and I'll have more on that later today. But, he's making pitches from the windup. He's made some nice adjustments from the windup. He's dropping his hands, doing some things to throw a little more like he plays catch, and he's working on to get his timing down from the stretch. That's been a problem. That's where all the big hits have come. You'll notice that he's fine as long as he's got the bases empty, and then once a rally starts, he has a trouble sort of stopping it up. So that'll be his challenge tonight.
I agree with you. Runners on 293, runners in scoring position 304, bases loaded 500, runners in scoring position and two out 273. So, Andy, you're right on that one. This ball club, in a funny way, is undermanned, and we know they've got three or four slots here being filled by AAA people or someone who maybe is a fourth or fifth outfielder. In a funny way, I don't see them panicking because they know they're undermanned and they know it's not terminal, that once they get their people back, they'll play again. Do you sense that at all, that, all right, let's just do our best and try to hold our own till we get our guys back?
Yeah, although last night I got the sense, just being in the clubhouse, that it was there was sort of a powerless feeling, like we can't stop this. Why can't we stop this? That was the first time I got kind of a sense for that. And that's just a sense. That's not anybody saying anything or anything besides just the vibe. Because, you know, when you lose with your eighth of the mound, it's almost like losing twice when you're struggling. That's the guy you count on to turn it around. We all knew what the story would be for the Giants this year. It would be death. You know, their frontline guys were pretty good. But if they had some injuries, it was going to be tough to overcome because they don't have a whole lot in their minor league system ready to contribute at the big league level. Really has been a tough year at the minor league system for a lot of guys. And they've been lucky on a couple counts, aside from Kane slicing his hand and having a little hamstring here. They've been healthy in the rotation, and that's where they've had the least depth of all. Pagan is out, and we see that they're having trouble scoring at home. There's a reason they've lost 7 of 8 at home. It's because they're not hitting home runs anymore. And their leadoff guy's out. When you're not hitting home runs, you've got to have your leadoff guy on making things happen. And Blanco has definitely hit a little bit of a skid here, as he did last year when he had to play every day. Yeah. So they need to get Pagan back. Belt is accelerating his rehab. He's going to Fresno instead of San Jose today and tomorrow. So maybe they're going to be pushing up his rehab to get him back in, because this team needs a spark in the lineup, no question.
Huh. You know, with all that said and done, they're still in first place by 2 games. And I said last night on the show, if this was September 27th and they were 2 up with 6 to go, I think everyone would be very, very, very nervous. People are nervous now, but you got to remember, this is only game 81.
Yeah, why was everybody so upset yesterday? The Dodgers lost, so the Giants' magic number fell by 1, right?
Right. Oh, goodness. I think a well-pitched game and a little bit of Giants baseball, good defense as well. Before the home crowd would be a nice bit of medicine today.
Yeah, you know, Posey quietly has had a fantastic month. Pablo has got his head screwed on straight again. He's not exactly red hot right now, but he's certainly contributing a lot more than he did early. Morse has cooled off a bit. Getting him to have some big hits again would be pretty big for this offense. But I think once Pagan is back, then that's when you look for maybe this team to start turning it around a little bit. And we all know, regardless of how many runs they score, the rotation has to pitch better.
Right.
Because this team is not going to make the playoffs if they're sitting there with the 10th best rotation ERA in the National League. I have to look up where they rank right now, but it's probably not too pretty.
Yeah. Hey, any update on Pagan before we let you go here?
No, I haven't heard anything. Before, when they were trying to get him back on the field, he was taking pee every day. He was
right.
Doing a whole bunch of stuff on the field with him, stretching with the team, everything. Even saw him throwing the Whipple ball around in the family softball game a couple days ago, but not that that's taxing. Now that they put him on the DL, they thought, okay, let's just give him a couple days of rest and see if his back will respond, do the treatment, stuff like that. So I haven't seen a whole lot of him the last couple of days. No BP on the field today. Players are filing in pretty late today, probably by design from Bruce Bochy. Just change it up a little bit, go with an easy day. So we'll see how much Pagan's able to do this weekend on the field and if he can be ready to return for that Cardinals series.
All right, Andy, Pat.
Well, I don't know if, Andy, if you'd have access to this info, but remember last year, Pagan, I guess the team was pressuring him to go out there with the hamstring or advance his rehab, and you mentioned that they're going to push him to Fresno rather than going through San Jose, and I don't know if you'd have the answer, but is that Pagan on board with that, or is that strictly a Giants thing?
Or belt?
No, going to Fresno.
Okay.
So, we're supposed to DH for San Jose for Sunday, but he's already feeling good enough to take first base, so they're going to have him go to Fresno 2 days earlier than the other one.
I gotcha. Okay.
Hey, Andy, thanks so much as always. I'll see you shortly.
Right on, Andy.
Okay. See you, fellas.
All right. That is Andy Bagley, Extra Bags, as I like to call him, at CSN Bags with two G's. Alex Pavlovich, Chris Haft, Henry Schulman. I mean, you get the scoop from these guys.
Marty Lurie.
Marty Lurie and Alex Pavlovich. Read his blog, because he mentions me, Team Lurie.